It's tea time! I'm your host, Sylvia, the Tea Whisperer. Welcome to episode 20 of season 2, Constructive Optimism. It feels like the world is upside down right now, with wars in Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Asia, worldwide inflation, and political divides in our country, putting tremendous stress on every single family. What can we do to navigate through this rough time with minimal negative impact on our health and wellness? Maybe optimism. I never realized until recently that I am optimistic by nature. Even at my mother-in-law's deathbed, I was still thinking about how a teddy bear might help her get better. The first thing that comes to my mind in any awful situation is what good can come out of it. Optimism is a mental attitude, not an emotion. It involves focusing on the positive aspects, expecting favorable results, and maintaining a hopeful outlook, even in challenging circumstances. Some people even think it may be an inborn temperament. While optimism has long been immortalized in self-help fields as the key to happiness, good health, and longevity, there can be potential drawbacks. Research from the University of Bath makes one wonder if there is a trade-off between optimism and intelligence. The research shows that excessive optimism is associated with lower cognitive skills such as verbal fluency, fluid reasoning, numerical reasoning, and memory, whereas those who are more realistic and pessimistic on their expectations are associated with high cognitive ability. So, there is optimism like Pollyanna's leading to lower cognitive capability, but there is also optimism that encourages health, wellness, and intelligence. Pollyanna's irrational optimism tends to be toxic, involving the excessive an ineffective overgeneralization of a happy, optimistic state across all situations. Unrealistic, excessive optimism can be destructive and lead to unrealistic expectations, ignoring risks, avoiding dealing with difficult emotions or problems, and constantly maintaining a positive outlook without acknowledging or addressing underlying issues. The extreme version of this attitude is often referred to as toxic positivity. How and what we are optimistic about is the key to making optimism constructive or destructive. Over the years, I have learned to tone down excessive optimism and focus on reality. Towards the end of the pandemic, my 99-year-old father fell ill, was in and out of the hospital, and ended up bedridden with blood leakage all over his body. The doctors were running out of options, and we all saw the end of his life written on the wall. My optimistic approach kicked in. For 1 month, my sister, my husband, and I, with the help of my other sister and my dad's caretaker, holding the phone by hand, the daily remote chi healing on my father in the hospital. We did not give up on him and asked him not to give up on himself, focusing on what we do well, chi healing. Last year, my father celebrated his 100th birthday at home. Pessimism and a negative attitude are guaranteed to weaken our qi and its flow. Optimism or positivity does not guarantee strong qi and qi flow. It's constructive optimism that will strengthen our qi and its flow. Constructive optimism is much better than multivitamin pills for qi and health. By focusing on doing what we do well and hoping for the best, we can get through rough times with much less unnecessary stress. Thank you for listening. Please join me in 2 weeks for the topic of emotional support. Bye for now. May the qi be with you.